listener production.
Hey there, Adriana Jakimovic with your Midwest and Gascoyne local news. Here's what's making news Thursday, March 16. This week's Midwest blackout, which saw around 24,000 homes and businesses lose power, happened while essential maintenance was being carried out on the network. A protection device tripped at a substation, which then caused a generator to trip, causing a major outage, with some customers without power for nearly 6 hours. Western Power spokesperson Grace Milne says the cause is still being investigated.
We're working closely with AEMO Synergy and the generator to determine the cause of the sequential fault and determine future mitigation plans. We understand the frustration and inconvenience the power outage caused communities in the Midwest region.
The Premier has echoed calls something needs to be done in Carnarvon amid a string of recent incidents. Most recently, an alcohol-fueled brawl broke out between 100 people in the town, in which a young boy suffered serious head injuries. Authorities are investigating whether to impose alcohol restrictions. Major crash investigators are seeking information over a crash in Rangeway in which a 3-year-old boy was allegedly dragged by a car. Police say it happened on Tuesday night when the white hatchback struck the child, leaving him with critical injuries. Any dash cam or mobile phone vision of the incident should go to authorities. In sport, there's still time to register for the Carnarvon Women's Netball for the new season. Games are played on a Tuesday night down at the netball courts with full teams and individual players welcome. Registrations close April 10. And 3 Midwest community groups have benefited from community grants. It's part of the Midwest Community Grants Program. Greenhead Sporting Club, Horrocks Town Team and St. John WA Irwin District Sub Centre, each receiving $4,000 in funding.